coming. Okay, so got everybody? So this is one of, I think it's about 85, I forget the count. It's between 85 and 100. Eschlinto. At least that's one word for it. Underground cold storage pit. Around the year 1000 AD, the Dynina and Otna invented these pits. Once they were invented, they spread like wildfire from the Mulchatna River area to the west, to the Copper River area, to the east. What they did is solve the problem of how to store salmon caught in the summer and fall for winter and spring. It's a, to me, a remarkable invention. Simple, but effective. It would be dug down and lined with birch bark. The birch bark was sown with spruce root and smeared with fish eggs, slightly dried fish eggs, making a thermal unit. It's like a bunny boot, right? Waterproof on the outside, waterproof on the inside, insulation in between. As we get into freeze up, the fish would be put into the pit, probably put in frozen. Another layer, and then a layer of grass, layer of fish, layer of grass, fish, grass, until it's full. And then birch bark, moss, birch bark over the top. And a stake. So you can find it in February. Those fish would remain frozen. Even though December we get a, you know, it's 35 degrees or so or whatever, because it's in the ground with this thermal unit, it's frozen. These were overproduced. So there's about 100 in this area. Probably wouldn't need that many. But if bacteria got into one or two, then you would have others. In addition, it changed the social structure. So a village was, I don't know if controlled is the right word, but an individual that in Dynina is called Geshka. Geshka? It was his or her responsibility to see that the fish made it through the winter. But they overproduced. So what's that about? So this is a social political system where each Geshka had a partner Geshka in another village. So let's say in that village, maybe a bear wakes up, or a wolverine, worse yet, or bacteria gets into much of their food. So they're hurting. This partner would be obligated to distribute food from here to there. And why would he do that? Reciprocity, because someday it might be the opposite. It might be this village that needs help, and the reciprocal agreement would hold. A political social organization that enhanced survivability. Another reason why the Otna and Dynina were very sustainable cultures, a mechanism to distribute food equitably.